Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. The Braille Monitor moves to UEB. Given the adoption of the Unified English Braille Code by the Braille Authority of North America, the Braille Monitor will begin using the Unified English Braille Code in the January 2016 issue of this magazine. Although we were the first to contact the American Printing House for the Blind about embossing our magazine using the new code, they assure us that they are preparing for the change and will be ready in plenty of time to meet our January 2016 deadline. For those concerned about the changes that the UEB will bring, keep in mind that our 2014 National Convention agenda was produced using this code, and most Braille readers had no trouble adjusting to the elimination of some familiar contractions and the addition of some new symbols. The Braille Monitor published a notice in the December issue about the availability of the McDuffie Reader, a Braille primer for adults by Sharon L. Monty. In June of 2014, the Braille Authority of North America produced a document entitled UEB Reader, which describes the changes that one will see in current literary Braille and the Unified English Braille Code. A course in UEB is also being offered by the Hadley School for the Blind. Our hope is that all of our readers who read this magazine in Braille have ample time to get ready for the minimal changes you will see, and that this new code will improve our ability to communicate technical material and to do so more quickly than we have been able to do in the past. A new service from the NFB Employment Committee. The National Federation of the Blind Employment Committee has started a Twitter account to provide yet another avenue to connect job seekers with opportunities. Job announcements posted on our email list are manually converted into tweets, which are concise 140-character maximum summaries of the job postings with contact information and/or links to full postings when available. We encourage individuals and organizations to tweet at us with job postings so that we can retweet them, which spreads the word to all of our followers. If you have a job posting or employment-related resource, please tweet it at NFB_jobs. We'd love to retweet it because we know you can communicate your own ideas better than we can. We also tweet employment resources, such as useful articles, webinars, or job fairs. Be sure to follow at NFB_jobs on Twitter. We need additional hands-on help to make this great service carry on indefinitely. If you have questions about this service or would like to volunteer to help keep the tweets flowing, contact us at ddavis@blindinc.org. Living the life we want through exercise and healthy living. On Saturday, May 9, the NFB of Colorado Sports and Recreation Division and We Fit Wellness will be breaking down barriers to exercise with a full-day, high-energy, and interactive seminar. The seminar will be held at the Colorado Center for the Blind at 2233 West Shepherd Avenue, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. Whether you want to know more about exercise, competitive sports, or active things to do for fun, this is the seminar for you. From low impact to full throttle, we have recreation and exercise solutions that are accessible, affordable, and achievable. Come ready to play. Activities include goalball, dance, yoga, guided walk, run, full body anytime workout, self-defense, tandem cycling, at-home exercise tools, beatball, and a parent's track. You can try it all. Each participant will also receive a complimentary, tasty, and healthy breakfast, lunch, and snacks, as well as a take-home toolkit, which includes healthy recipes, ready-made workouts, tips and tricks for staying healthy, and a guide to healthy options on the go, best fast food choices. No matter your age or ability level, you will leave with the confidence and practical tools that promote healthy living. Registration is $15 in advance or $20 at the door. In Colorado and across the nation, you can live the life you want through recreation, better choice in diet, and exercise. If you are from out of state or even outside the Denver metro area, we have made hotel arrangements with the Hampton Inn Highlands Ranch, which also provides free shuttle service to and from the conference and within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. To register, reserve a room, or for more information, please contact Cheryl Gross at Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at We, W-E, Fit Wellness, FitWellness.com, or call 866-543-6808, extension 10. Senior Division sponsors conference calls in 2015. The National Federation of the Blind Senior Division proudly sponsors the following conference calls on the topics listed below. Each conference call will be moderated by an active member of the NFB. Tuesday, February 24, 2015, Cane Travel. Can I truly be an efficient cane user as a senior if I've never learned before? Moderators, Jeff Altman, Nebraska, Maurice Perret, Bism, Maryland. Wednesday, March 4, 2015. Braille. Can I learn Braille as a senior? Moderator, Shelley Koppel, South Carolina, Secretary of the NFB Senior Division. Wednesday, April 8, 2015. Organizing paperwork, keeping track of banking, labeling, sorting, and filing necessary documents. Moderator, Ruth Sager, Maryland, President, NFB Senior Division. Wednesday, May 13, 2015. Hobbies, pursuing favorite hobbies and crafts. Moderator, Marguerite Woods, Maryland. Wednesday, June 10, 2015. Leisure time, dining out, movies, museums, enjoying favorite pastime activities. Moderator, Shelley Koppel, South Carolina. All calls will be held at the times listed, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Mountain Time, and 1 o'clock Pacific Time. The conference call number is 712-432-1500, and the access code is 59633#. All calls will be recorded and put on the NFB Senior webpage, and directions for calling in to listen to missed calls will be given a few hours after the calls have taken place. In order to obtain the best possible sound for these calls, it is recommended that each caller, after dialing in, press star 6, which puts you in a mute mode. You will be able to hear everything during the call, but background noise from your location will not disturb others listening in on the conversation. When you wish to speak and enter the discussion, press star 6 once again, and you will be released from the mute mode and able to participate. It is also highly recommended that each person wishing to speak state his or her name and wait for the moderator to recognize you before speaking. The quality of our calls is diminished when we have too many people trying to seek the floor at one time. Chaos is the result, so a little courtesy goes a long way in participating in an information-filled meeting. The moderators will do their very best to recognize as many callers as possible. However, they will determine the order in which speakers proceed. When finished with your comments, press star 6 once again to go back into mute mode. We are very pleased that you are interested in joining our conference call sessions, and we welcome your participation and input. We hope that you will then share what you learn with others and encourage friends and colleagues to join you in participating in these calls. By the way, you do not have to be a senior to participate and join with us. Each call will be about 1 hour in length. Come join us and learn to live the life you want. Investigating the accessibility of H&R Block services. The NFB is investigating the accessibility of the H&R Block tax filing website and online documents. http://www.hrblock.com. If you have recently experienced problems with this website, please send an email to vyingling@nfb.org as soon as possible. Please include the following information in the email: your name, your contact information, a brief description of the barriers you faced, and the approximate date when you accessed the site. Thanks for your assistance. New opportunities for careers in rehabilitation of the blind. Structured Discovery Cane Travel, SDCT, and Structured Discovery Rehabilitation have been demonstrated to be among the most innovative and effective forms of rehabilitation training for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Louisiana Tech University has operated its orientation and mobility program on this model successfully for 18 years, with upwards of 90% successful employment and employer satisfaction rates. Louisiana Tech is excited to announce that, along with its O&M program, it has expanded its training and is launching a brand new concentration in rehabilitation teaching for the blind. Scholarships are now available for qualified individuals seeking one of the following degree paths: Master of Arts in Industrial Organizational Psychology with concentration in Orientation and Mobility, Master of Arts in Counseling and Guidance with concentration in Rehabilitation Teaching for the Blind, or Orientation and Mobility Graduate Certification. Why me? The field of educating and rehabilitating children and adults who are blind is deeply rewarding and life-changing. The job market is wide open. Currently, we receive 4 times the number of employer requests than we have graduates to provide. Training occurs on campus in Ruston, Louisiana, and can be completed in as little as 1 year. No prior background or experience in blindness is necessary. We'll teach you everything you need to know. Scholarships are provided on a competitive basis to qualified persons and can cover costs for attending the university. Scholarships also support travel to conferences, trainings, and field-based experiences at structured discovery training programs. Who can apply? Individuals must already possess a bachelor's (BA) degree from an accredited university, have a grade point average of 2.5, and obtain a minimum of 287, verbal and quantitative, on the Graduate Records Examination, GRE. Individuals must also be willing to attend courses on campus in Ruston, Louisiana, on a full-time basis. What's the catch? Payback through service is required. Agreement to receive scholarship funding requires commitment for you to work in the field of rehabilitation for 2 years for each year of scholarship support you obtain. Scholarships cover at least tuition and fees, but may cover living and travel costs as well. You have to move to Ruston, work hard, study harder, and have the heart to be an O&M or rehabilitation teacher of blind persons. Where do I get started? For program details, visit www.pdrib.com. Send an email for more information to dreed@lateach.edu or call Edward Bell to discuss your application at 318-257-4554. Summer job opportunities at the Colorado Center for the Blind. The Colorado Center for the Blind is now accepting applications from positive blind role models to be residential counselors and instructors in our 2015 summer programs. We offer three programs for students: Summer for Success College Prep Program, Earn and Learn High School Program, and the Initiation to Independence Middle School Program. Staff must be available May 26 through August 7. Applicants must be good role models, competent in the skills of blindness, well-rounded, flexible, excellent communicators, both oral and written, and willing to lead by example. Applicants must also be excited to work with blind students ages 11 through 20. Challenge recreation is an exciting component of the job. Staff will go rock climbing, hiking, canoeing, whitewater rafting, attend martial arts classes, and much more. All staff and students will attend the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Orlando. To learn more about our summer programs, please click the following link, http://watch?x-yt-cl=number84503534 & v=6yb0m tj number 1 2 ku& x-yt-ts=number 142191 4688 & feature=player_embedded %0. If interested, please contact Brent Patron at 303-778-1130 extension 222 or by email at bbatron@cocenter.org. Louisiana Buddy Program 2015. Come and join us for a summer of fun and learning. Since 1989, the Louisiana Center for the Blind has offered an innovative summer program for blind children in grades 4 through 8. This summer, the Buddy Program promises to be full of learning opportunities, new friendships, and fun-filled activities. Many blind children have misconceptions about their blindness due to the lack of positive blind role models and to the negative stereotypes about blindness in society. Unlike other summer programs for blind children, the Buddy Program is directed and staffed by competent blind adults. Classes in cane travel are taught to instill independence and self-confidence. The knowledge of Braille enables the blind child to compete on terms of equality with sighted peers in the classroom and provides a solid background in spelling and other grammatical skills. Computer literacy classes expose a blind child to available adaptive equipment. Classes in daily living skills promote equal participation in household duties such as cooking, shopping, and cleaning. In addition to learning valuable alternative techniques of blindness, children will enjoy participating in a wide variety of exciting activities such as swimming, camping, bowling, roller skating, and field trips. The combination of hard work and fun activities will provide a rewarding experience that children will cherish. Involvement in the Buddy Program helps blind children realize that it is not blindness that holds them back. Rather, it is the negative attitudes and misconceptions about blindness that may prevent blind children from reaching their potential. At the close of the program, parents are required to attend a Parents' Weekend. This weekend will allow them to interact with other parents of blind children and to learn what their children have discovered about their blindness and themselves. Friendship, training, fun, growth, and interaction between blind children and positive blind role models is how the Louisiana Center for the Blind is changing what it means to be blind. The Louisiana Center for the Blind will sponsor two sessions of the Buddy Program in 2015, from June 7 through 27 and from July 19 through August 8. Perhaps we will have the opportunity to work with your child this summer. We know it will be a memorable experience for both you and them. All interested families should visit www.louisianacenter.org for more details and to apply. Please also feel free to contact our Director of Youth Services, Eric Guillory, before April 13. Please email Eric at eguillory, E-G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, at louisianacenter.org or call 800-234-4166. Due to limited space, we cannot guarantee that every applicant will be granted enrollment. Please note that the fee for students not from Louisiana is $1,000 which is all-inclusive, save for transportation to and from the program. The fee for Louisiana students is $500. 2015 Summer Training and Employment Project, STEP Program, Striving for Success. Since 1985, the Louisiana Center for the Blind has been changing what it means to be blind for adults from across America. In 1990, a program was created to address the needs of blind high school students. The Summer Training and Employment Project, STEP Program, is designed to introduce blind teenagers to positive blind role models and to provide participants with summer work experience. The 8-week summer program will consist of two components. During the first part of the program, competent blind counselors will instruct the students in the alternative techniques of blindness. Classes in Braille, cane travel, computer literacy, and daily living skills will be taught by qualified blind instructors. In addition, seminars will be conducted in the areas of job readiness, job interviewing skills, resume writing, and job responsibilities. The second part of the program will continue all aspects of training and expand to include an employment dimension. Students will have the opportunity to work 15 to 20 hours a week at a local business for which they will receive the federal minimum wage. The staff will attempt to meet the job interests of the students. Instructors from the Louisiana Center for the Blind will be available to provide on-the-job assistance as needed. The combination of work experience and blindness-related skills, along with fun-filled activities such as cookouts, swimming, and various other outings, will foster self-confidence and independence in young blind teenagers. During the week of July 5 through July 10, students will attend the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in Orlando, Florida. This exciting conference will allow them to meet thousands of competent blind people from across the country. The students will also have the chance to participate in a wide variety of informative seminars. At the close of the program, parents will be required to attend a Parents' Weekend, which will enable them to discover how much their children have learned throughout the summer. The STEP program is designed to provide invaluable work experience, friendships, opportunities for personal growth, and cherished memories. Training will begin June 14 and conclude August 8. Please visit www.louisianacenter.org to learn more about program specifics and to complete an application. Due to limited space, we cannot guarantee that every applicant will be granted enrollment, and applicants must have an open case with their state's vocational rehabilitation agency or other funding entity to cover program costs. Questions? Please call our Director of Youth Services, Eric Guillory, at 800-234-4166 or email him at eGuillory, E-G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, at louisianacenter.org. Together, we are changing what it means to be blind. Check out STEP and find out how. Registration for the Minnesota Summer Buddy Program open. Warm greetings from Blind Incorporated. It is once again time to start planning for our 2015 Buddy Program. This 3-week summer fun and learning program is for children ages 9 to 13. The dates are July 18 through August 7. The Buddy Program offers an opportunity for blind children to make friends and have fun in a positive and secure setting. Students will learn and practice alternative techniques of blindness while building self-confidence. The training in alternative techniques includes instruction in reading and writing Braille, basic cane travel, cooking skills, and introductions to independent living skills. Students learn to pour liquids, carry a food tray, do laundry, follow a recipe, and much more as they build self-confidence and problem-solving skills. Students also participate in talk time, where they discuss important issues about blindness with blind peers and instructors. This time gives the students a chance to discuss their feelings about blindness and their frustrations in dealing with uncomfortable situations, and helps them to problem-solve and develop a positive attitude about blindness and their abilities as blind students. In addition, students participate in many exciting activities in the Twin Cities area, such as visits to nature parks, Wild Mountain Water Park, and rock climbing. These activities allow students to develop their socialization skills. Activities are well supervised, and mentoring for the children is provided by active blind role models. Lifelong friendships begin during this brief summer experience. One of our goals during these recreational, educational activities is to teach our students the alternative techniques of blindness and help them gain the self-confidence that will allow them to return home and actively participate in other fun activities with their sighted friends. Activities are excellent opportunities to teach and reinforce a wide variety of alternative techniques as they apply to real life. These learning experiences are usually most effective when there is plenty of fun involved. If you have questions, please call 612-872-0100, extension 251, toll-free 800-597-9558, or email cguggisberg, C-G-U-G-G-I-S-B-E-R-G, at blindinc.org. You may complete an application by visiting our website at www.blindinc.org. Registration for the Blind Incorporated Summer Prep Program open. It is once again time to start making plans for your summer. This year, the PREP, Post-Secondary Readiness Empowerment Program, our 8-week program for blind high school students, will run from June 14 to August 7, 2015. This exciting summer program is for blind high school students and is designed to prepare them for academic, employment, and social success. The PREP curriculum is designed to empower blind youth with the alternative techniques of blindness they will need in order to be successful in the college and the career fields they choose, and to give them the confidence and belief in themselves they need in order to find and keep a job. The core classes include Braille reading and writing, independent cane travel, adaptive technology, career exploration, and home dormitory management, which includes cooking, cleaning, washing and labeling clothes, personal care, and daily living skills. Students also participate in regularly scheduled discussion groups designed to build confidence and learn from blind peers and adults. This program includes a 3-week paid employment experience. Students will utilize the skills they have developed while earning minimum wage, working approximately 20 hours per week in local businesses and agencies. PREP students live with fellow students and adult counselors. These counselors and instructors serve as successful and positive role models. Students shop for groceries, prepare meals, and clean their apartments as part of their home and personal management training. They begin to learn how to live independently while still in a supportive environment. They develop problem-solving skills and come to realize that they will be able to take care of themselves and take responsibility for their own futures. This program is based on a positive view of blindness, that if blind people are given proper training and opportunity, they can be successful in education, find meaningful employment, and live full and productive lives. Traveling to Orlando, Florida. In July, PREP students will enjoy the exciting opportunity of accompanying Blind Incorporated staff and adult students as we travel to Orlando, Florida, to attend the week-long national convention of the National Federation of the Blind. During this convention, our PREP students will join hundreds of other high school and college students from around the country when attending the National Association of Blind Students seminar. Students will also attend other meetings, seminars, learn about new groundbreaking technology, and get involved in social and recreational activities. This annual convention is packed full of fun and great learning opportunities and experiences. Throughout the summer, the PREP students will also participate in a variety of fun activities, including going to Wild Mountain Water Park, camping, rock climbing, shopping at various malls, etc. For more information or to complete an application, you can visit our website at www.blindinc.org or call 612-872-0100, extension 251, or phone us toll-free at 800-597-9558. Alternatively, you may email us at cguggisberg@blindinc.org. Federation Leader presses for educational accessibility. The January 2015 issue of the Monitor focused strongly on accessibility in education with articles about the TEACH Act and the lawsuit the NFB got involved with against Florida State University. This month brings news of a longtime Federation leader working to bring equal accessibility in educational technology. Elpidio Rolon filed a complaint with the United States Department of Education Office for Civil Rights, OCR, against the Puerto Rico Department of Education, PRDOE, asserting that the PRDOE's website is not accessible to individuals with visual impairments because the website is not fully compatible with certain assistive technology that converts text-to-speech. The OCR conducted an investigation, including having the assistive technology team conduct a review of the PRDOE's website. The team tested the assistive technology that converts text-to-speech on the PRDOE's website by randomly sampling 3 web pages. The team concluded that all 3 web pages had accessibility defects that would prevent a screen reader such as JAWS or Zoom Text from accurately conveying the information displayed on the web pages. During the course of OCR's investigation, the PRDOE communicated its willingness to voluntarily resolve the complaint prior to the conclusion of OCR's investigation. Accordingly, on October 24, 2014, the PRDOE voluntarily entered into a resolution agreement with OCR. OCR will monitor implementation of the resolution agreement. If the PRDOE fails to implement the terms of the resolution agreement, OCR will resume its investigation by requesting additional information and documentation, as well as conducting more extensive testing of the PRDOE's website. We will continue to follow this situation and keep monitor readers informed as events develop. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. IRS services for people with disabilities. Hundreds of accessible federal tax forms and publications are available for download from the IRS accessibility webpage at http://www.irs.gov/uac/irs.gov-accessibility. Visit www.irs.gov and select the Forms and Pubs tab to access the Accessible Forms and Pubs link. You can choose from large print, text, accessible PDFs, e-braille, or HTML formats that are compatible when used with screen readers and refreshable braille displays. The IRS also provides American Sign Language videos with the latest tax information. IRS tax return preparation help is available. People who are unable to complete their tax returns because of a physical disability or are age 60 or older may get assistance through the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. You can find a nearby VITA or TCE location by calling 800-906-9887. Publication 907, Tax Highlights for Persons with Disabilities, explains the tax implications of certain disability benefits and other issues and is available at http://www.irs.gov/publications/p907/index.html. Envision Seeking Blind Employees. Envision is proud to be a leading employer of individuals who are blind or visually impaired. At Envision, we focus on ability, not disability. All Envision employees come to work driven by a sense of purpose in what they do, and they see their purpose in action through the employment opportunities, programs, and services which their work with Envision helps fuel. Each Envision employee has different roles and responsibilities, but everyone works toward the same mission: to improve the quality of life and provide inspiration for the blind and visually impaired through employment, outreach, rehabilitation, education, and research. For more information or to apply for an open position, please visit us at www.envisionus.com/careers. We look forward to hearing from you. Braille and Talking Book Program embraces new Braille code. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, next year will implement the Unified English Braille, UEB, code on January 4, 2016, the 207th birthday of Louis Braille. This is the first extensive change to the English Braille code, a major literacy tool since the 1930s, said NLS Director Karen Kenninger. The new code will be especially beneficial to students and other users of technology. It resolves persistent translation errors that occur when, for example, a student's work is translated to print for a teacher to read, or when print material is translated to Braille. Those who use computers, smartphones, e-books, and texting features will find it very useful. The new code, which has been adopted by 7 other English-speaking countries, brings the Braille code into the computer age. UEB is not much different from the English Braille American edition that we've been using, Kenninger said. UEB uses the same 6-dot cell pattern as the present code, but drops some contractions, uses different spacing rules, and allows for transliterating a wider array of symbols. The Braille Authority of North America, BANA, which oversees the use, teaching, and production of Braille in the United States, adopted the code in November 2012. It then began preparing constituents for the change to ensure implementation in 2016. Since many BANA members produce Braille or transcribe Braille, the NLS announcement will not be a surprise. They have already been preparing, said Judy Dixon, NLS Consumer Relations Officer and NLS Representative to BANA. Beginning January 4, 2016, all books added to the Braille collection will be produced in UEB. Current patrons should make the transition easily as the new code builds on the old system, said Kenninger. Existing Braille books will remain in the collection and be available. The UEB books are not expected to be available from the collection for at least 6 months. Patrons will not need to change their equipment. NLS administers the Braille and Talking Book Program, a free library service available to U.S. residents and American citizens living abroad whose low vision, blindness, or physical disability makes reading regular materials difficult. Through its national network of libraries, NLS mails books and magazines in audio and Braille formats and digital audio equipment directly to enrollees at no cost. Music instruction materials are also available. Selected materials may be downloaded. For more information, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 888-NLS-READ. 888-657-7323. New York State School for the Blind Reunion. The Alumni Association of the New York State School for the Blind will hold its annual reunion from Thursday, June 11 to Sunday, June 14, 2015, at the Clarion Hotel in Batavia. The Clarion is conveniently located just off the New York State Thruway at 8250 Park Road, Batavia, New York, 14020-1275. The phone number is 585-344-2100. The bus companies that serve Batavia have agreed to provide front-door service for guests traveling from the east and west. For returning alumni who will be traveling from out of state, many of the buses that originate or are destined for Buffalo make stops at the Buffalo-Niagara International Airport. As always, this year's get-together will not lack in excitement with a trivia contest, a trip to a nearby museum, and our legendary banquet. We've recently changed the rules concerning membership in our organization, making membership open to more people than ever before. You won't want to miss our 2015 gathering. Room rates are competitively priced at $87 for standard rooms and $107 for suites. Our banquet choices of ribeye steak, salmon and chicken, and pasta primavera are priced reasonably from $20 to $25. The registration deadline is Friday, May 1, 2015, and in order to enjoy the hotel room rates as quoted above, you must register with Treasurer Chet Smalley by that date. Chet can be reached by mail at 541 West Gore Road, Erie, Pennsylvania, 16509-2329, by phone at 814-866-3949, or by email at chet_smalley@neo.rr.com. For more information, contact our corresponding secretary, Diane Scalzi, at 21621 Briarcliff Street, Clare Shores, Michigan, 48082-1299, by phone 586-337-5226, or by email at dscalzi@comcast.net. Warriors to Summits. Apply now for Warriors to Summits 2015 Expedition. We are thrilled to announce that on the heels of such success with Mission, Mount Whitney, Wells Fargo has renewed their relationship with No Barriers USA to provide another incredible veteran program in 2015. This year's Warriors to Summits expedition will be to Gannett Peak, the apex of the entire Central Rockies. At 13,804 feet, it is located in Wyoming between Fremont and Sublette counties along the Continental Divide. There will be two team trainings prior to the expedition launch, and the summit is planned for September 11th. We highly encourage all veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to apply for the program. Applications will be accepted through March 31. Not a veteran? Do your part by nominating a potential applicant today. Learn more about Warriors to Summits by calling 877-627-1425 or write to 224 Canyon Avenue, Suite 207, Fort Collins, Colorado 80521. Participants wanted for a survey on the employment of the blind. I am working on my thesis for my master's degree in management. The topic is the dismal unemployment rate for people who are blind or visually impaired and are of working age. This is a concern of mine both because I am blind and because I believe blindness is a disability requiring minimal accommodations. I have been involved in most aspects of the blindness system, from getting rehabilitation training to getting an undergraduate degree to doing job searches and working for 16 years with a major air carrier. Due to office closures, I have gone back to the job search, but while searching, I decided to further my education with a graduate degree in management, specializing in leadership. My hope is to get a clearer understanding of the problem of the unemployment of the blind in order to come up with solutions to the problem. I am doing this with a survey on SurveyMonkey.com. The link is below. However, I am open to simply having a dialogue with people who are blind or visually impaired, who are successfully working, those who are looking for work, those who are underemployed, or those who are retired and have left the workforce. Since my specialization is in the leadership area, I hope to find meaningful information in order to take a step toward addressing a solution to the problem, no matter how small that step may be. The survey is at https://www.surveymonkey.com/s/employment-research. You may contact me by writing to Monica Venesky at TMNEVENESKY@Q.com, or by calling me at 712-276-1456. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. Bookkeeping services available from Blind Entrepreneur. I am the secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey and the owner-operator of Mackey Enterprises. My company offers its services to assist individuals and small businesses with their data entry and bookkeeping needs using Word, Excel, and QuickBooks. Projects will be undertaken and completed based on a negotiated hourly rate or as a volunteer contribution by the company if circumstances warrant. To learn more and negotiate a rate, contact Brian Mackey at 609-953-6988 or email me at bmackey88@gmail.com. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.